Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments with Window Images blinds and shades. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine and I'm your host. Here on the podcast, we talk about all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and a little bit of everything in between. Tune in weekly for honest, real, and very relatable conversations that feel like a matcha date with your best girlfriend. So this week's episode is a few days late, but for very valid reasons. I actually took some much needed self-care time this past weekend to just rest and recharge because I desperately needed it. Last week was honestly just a lot. I felt really overwhelmed, anxious, and by the end of the week, I was completely burned out. So much so, I ended up taking a mental health day from my remote job on Friday, and I just kickstarted the weekend focusing on all the self-care habits that helped me navigate those really low mental health moments. And that's what inspired this week's episode. I wanted to share with you guys all the things that I do to help me navigate those low mental health days. And one thing I want to emphasize, whenever I'm having a low mental health day, my goal is never to force myself to be happy or to think more positively, but more so to just regulate my nervous system and find a place of calm and ease. So this checklist that I'm going to share with you today isn't about rushing out of those hard days or pretending to feel better overnight. I actually think it does more harm than good when we try to force ourselves to snap out of it. So really what this checklist is about is to help me avoid spiraling even deeper. And honestly, sometimes I do all of these things and it barely moves the needle, but that's totally okay with me. As long as I don't feel worse or go into a deeper spiral, that is a win in my book. That is what today's conversation is all about. And before we get into it, I just want to be very clear that this is all from my personal experience. This is not professional mental health advice by any means. I feel like that's very obvious, but just wanted to make that crystal clear. If you are struggling with your mental health, be sure to reach out to a trusted person or a professional. So with all that being said, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Summertime can be full of really big moments like weddings, vacations, and endless photos. But if you're dealing with hair thinning or shedding, Nutrafol knows that showing up and being present in those moments can feel really difficult, which is why they take a whole body approach to hair growth, working from the inside out. So the sooner you start, the sooner you'll be feeling confident. You may have heard of Nutrafol's hair growth supplement and wondered, do they actually work? Which is a completely valid question. Many hair supplements overpromise and underdeliver, but Nutrafol is different. As the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, it's trusted by over 1.5 million people. I being one of them, and is clinically tested to deliver real results in just 3 to 6 months. Due to stress and the overuse of tight buns, I started to experience hair thinning and shedding, and after adding Nutrafol into my routine and wearing healthier hairstyles, I've noticed major improvement in my hair health. Everyone's root causes to hair thinning are different though, so a one-size-fits-all approach is not going to cut it. So whether you're navigating postpartum menopause or you're living a plant-based lifestyle, Nutrafol has you covered. Adding Nutrafol into your routine is easy and no prescription needed. You can subscribe and save up to 20% and enjoy the perks like one-on-one naturopathic consults and a free Headspace membership to support your hair journey. This summer, stop worrying about your hair and start making memories. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Miss Jasmine Shaw. Find out why Nutrafol is the best-selling hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Miss Jasmine Shaw. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Miss Jasmine Shaw. Okay, so let's get into my self-care checklist for my low mental health days. I do want to say none of this is groundbreaking or anything new, but they are all very impactful habits that really make me feel better and just help me navigate these low mental health days. And the first one is going to sound kind of obvious, but I feel like it needs to be said, is taking an actual mental health day, which means calling out of work, skipping class, missing the event. In my early 20s, I was so scared of disappointing people or falling behind. So I would never be the one to call out of work or skip class or not show up to an event. But now, if I know I am really not okay, I'm going to take a day to myself and have a mental health day, and I'm not going to feel bad about it. That said, I do think there's a difference between having a low mental health day and just being in a bad mood or being tired or not having the motivation to do something. And I do think that we have kind of taken protecting my mental health a bit too far and have kind of used it as a weapon in a way, but I'll definitely save that conversation for another time. But in general, I know that I'm a very strong person mentally and emotionally. So when I am feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or like I cannot push through, I know it's time to pause and care for myself. And I am going to take a mental health day without any type of guilt, without any shame. And it has done wonders to like not hold myself to this unrealistic standard of always needing to show up when you are barely surviving yourself. So that's why on Friday I ended up taking a mental health day from work, because even though I work from home, mentally and emotionally, I just could not do it. I could not do it. I think if I wouldn't have taken a mental health day, I would have quite literally crashed out, and I'm trying to avoid that. So I don't know who needs to hear this, but take a mental health day. The second thing on my list when I am having a low mental health day is doing a brain dump list. Usually when I'm having these types of days, my mind is a mess. There's a lot going on. I'm probably feeling overwhelmed. I'm probably feeling anxious. I probably don't know what to focus on. So the best thing for me to do is put pen to paper and just list out every single thing that is on my mind, from work to events to deadlines to things I need to do around the apartment to ideas that I've been getting to my to-do list. Like, I will literally just write and write and write until my mind feels a little bit more clear. And even if I don't necessarily have a plan or have the motivation to do anything, just getting all of the random thoughts in my brain out onto paper makes me feel so much better. The next thing on my list is having mindful rotting time. I do think there's a difference between resting and rotting and then just numbing yourself. And for me, if I am not mindful with the amount of time I let myself rot, it can and will have a negative impact on me, and I will end up feeling even worse than I did before. So I definitely do let myself lay in bed, binge a show, scroll, or do whatever it is that I want to do, but I stay mindful of how long it lasts. And I do think it's all about balance. The next thing on my self-care checklist is cleaning and resetting my space. I always say this, but it's because there's so much truth to it, and it's your environment reflects your inner world. And 10 times out of 10, if my space is a mess, my mind usually is too. And in order for me to feel better mentally, my space has to be clean and organized. That's just the type of person I am. So whenever I'm having these days, I love to throw on a feel-good playlist or a comforting podcast and just start cleaning my space. Resetting my space gives me a little dopamine boost, and that really helps me feel like I've done something productive, even if all I did that day was organize my closet or clean my apartment. These little action steps really start turning the wheel and giving me that mood boost that I desperately need. Another thing that really gives me mental clarity is taking a social media detox. In order for me to reconnect with myself, I have to disconnect from everything else. And because social media is part of my job, I have learned to be intentional about when I need space away from it. And it can be very, very difficult to find that balance when you are using social media for your job, but then you also use it for downtime and you use it to connect with your friends, your family. So it can be really difficult difficult. So taking time away from social media is really crucial for my mental health and my well-being. But on that note, something else that's really helped my mental health is making my social media work for me instead of it being something that drains me. And the way that I've done that is by curating my feed to be a positive space full of content that I actually enjoy, that I want to see, and that makes me feel good. And I have filtered out everything else that just is negative or that gives me anxiety or that just doesn't help my mental health. And I think it's so important to have really, really strong boundaries with yourself and your social media. Your social media feed is an extension of your life. And like with anything else in your life, you get to control what you consume, the conversations that you're having, the habits that you practice, the things that you read. So I have really mastered the art of making social media work for me in a positive way. And I feel like I've done that, but even then, I still find that I need time away from it from time to time, just because with anything, it's never good to constantly be consuming. So I definitely took a much needed social media detox this past weekend, and it helps so much, especially when there is so much going on in the world as well. I feel like that can also impact your mental health in a negative way. So if you find yourself doom scrolling or just consuming heavy content after heavy content, yes, it's important to stay informed and to care and, you know, to do your part, but you also have to take care of yourself at the same time. So never feel guilty for choosing to log out of social media. So another thing on my self-care checklist is moving my body. Whenever my emotions feel stuck, I know that's a sign that I need to move, whether that's a walk or doing some light stretching, literally just stepping outside and moving my body in some way. By moving your body, you are also moving energy that might be stuck and stored in your body. And usually energy that's stuck within us are negative feelings like anger, sadness, frustration. Anytime I have felt any of those feelings and I have gone on a walk or I have moved my body in some way, it has always made me feel better. I may not always feel happier at the end of my walk, but I always, always, always feel lighter. I cannot think of one single time when I've gone on a walk, when I've done some stretching, or when I've done a workout and I felt worse afterwards than I did when I first began. There's never been an instance when I've never not felt better after some sort of movement. So definitely just moving my body when I'm mentally feeling not the best. So piggybacking off of my last self-care habit, another thing that I like to do is something that physically puts me at ease. And this might be to each their own, but for me, one thing I'm always going to do when I'm feeling stressed, overwhelmed, anxious, I'm burnt out, or I'm having just a low mental health day is I am going to book myself a massage, okay? Not just because it feels good to get a massage, but because getting a massage forces me to quite literally slow down and get out of my head and my thoughts. And it's a way of grounding myself back into my body. Usually when I'm having a low mental health day, I'm really in my head. I'm having intrusive thoughts. I'm thinking negatively. I'm in my feelings. It's all mental, right? And getting a massage forces me to get out of my head and back into my body because, at least for me, when I'm getting a massage, I like to be fully present so I can enjoy the full experience. So I am paying attention to how the massage feels and where they're massaging my body. And I am literally so present. It's almost like a form of meditation for me, which another thing you could do, of course, is meditate. But for me, I love a good massage. But yeah, a massage is always going to put my mind and my body at ease. It's always going to calm my nervous system. So on Friday, I ended up booking a massage for that day. And I'm so glad I did because it really set the tone for the weekend. The next thing on my self-care checklist is opening up to someone. And this one is still a really hard one for me. It's not something that comes naturally to me. I have always been the I will deal with it on my own type of girl. And I think it's because that's just what I was used to growing up. But one thing that I've learned on my healing journey is there is so much power in having community. There is so much power in being vulnerable and letting people in into your life and letting people support you. And I know it can be a very scary thing. It's very intimidating to be vulnerable and open. Trust me, I get it. But even one person holding space for you makes such a difference. And it just being seen and heard is so healing. And they don't even need to provide answers for you. They don't need to provide solutions, but just holding space for you is truly so healing. So whether that's opening up to a friend, a therapist, a family member, or even online, actually. I this past weekend made a post on TikTok of, I don't know if you guys have seen that trend of people sharing things that they're currently struggling with or that they're silently dealing with. And I actually felt inspired to make a similar post. So I shared some of the things that I've been silently struggling with myself, like dealing with burnout and feeling behind in my life and a few other things. And that post ended up getting quite a bit of traction. And so many people commented on that post saying, I am in the same boat as you. I feel the exact same way. I'm the same age as you, and I feel like I'm in the same phase of life as you. Or a lot of people even said that I was able to articulate the thoughts that they were never able to say out loud. And even just having people validate how I feel or resonate or just relate to that made me feel so much better in knowing that, okay, it's not just me going through this. It's not just me feeling this way. It's clearly a collective thing. And there's so many other people that feel a similar way or are going through a similar thing. And I think there's so much power in that as well, because oftentimes when you're in a hard place or you're dealing with something difficult, it is so easy to think that it's just you. And you never know who else might be going through something similar if you don't open up and share a little bit of yourself. So definitely practice opening up to people. And trust me, I definitely, after posting that, I immediately was like, okay, maybe I should delete this because it feels too vulnerable. It feels too open. But I'm so glad I didn't, because it ended up resonating with so many people. And the last thing on my self-care checklist is, of course, not going to be a surprise, but it's focusing on doing the little things that I love. And this one sometimes requires effort on my end, because if I'm honest, when I'm having a low mental health day, I don't want to do anything, okay? I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to get dressed. I don't want to go out. More times than not, I want to just rot at home. And like I said, rotting is important, but too much rotting could become a negative thing. So I definitely try to force myself to romanticize my life in small ways. And a way that I did that this past weekend was forcing myself to do my makeup, put on a cute outfit, go to a coffee shop, get out of the house, enjoy myself. Even though I didn't want to put on makeup, I didn't want to put on a cute outfit, just the act of doing those things really helped me feel a little bit more like myself. And then once I was out, I had such a good day. I felt so inspired, and it really started to turn the wheel on my mental health, and I started to feel so much better. And there's honestly so many other things that I love to do for my mental health, like journaling, getting creative, exploring, cooking, hanging out with friends. Like, there's an infinite amount of things that really help me during my low mental health days. But this is my self-care checklist for those low mental health days, those days when I just need a little extra space to reset. And I want to end off this episode by saying, if you ever feel like you're struggling, you're overwhelmed, you're burnt out, do not hesitate to pause and show up for yourself in the way that you deserve. I promise you, everything else can wait. In order for you to show up and be the best employee, friend, mom, wife, business owner, sister, whoever, whatever you are, in order to be the best version of that, you have to take care of yourself first. You have to prioritize yourself first. And I will stand on this. Taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, but it definitely can feel selfish for those of us who were conditioned to people please and to put our needs last. But we are not subscribing to that anymore. That is all I have to say for today's episode. If this episode helped you in any way, I would so appreciate if you could rate and review the podcast. It helps the podcast get discovered by more people. Share this episode with anyone who you think might need it too, or on your Instagram stories and tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.